Hi there, this is Carlo Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. And tonight I just want to talk about touching the kingdom. And because, you know, the kingdom is one of my favorite topics, though. And, you know, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you know, it doesn't come with, you know, visuals and observances on the outside, but he says, but the kingdom is amongst you or within you, you know, different translations say. And you know, he even as he goes to Pilate, he says, I'm a king. And he admitted to Pilate, he says, for this reason I was born. And you know, the question comes up, but why are they handing you over to me to be killed? And Jesus said, if they were of my kingdom, they'd be fighting for me. You know, and this is the thing, is that the kingdom is of a spiritual origin. And, you know, a religion has taught us some very misguiding things at times, especially regarding the kingdom, because it has given us the idea that it is off planet. You know, it is some just a physical place somewhere else. And that's not really what it's about. Even though that is a place of dwelling that we go to when we leave our bodies, you know, life after death, but for the very purpose of coming back with Jesus and meeting those that were believers, and then being so forever with each other. So we are still around the physical in the end, coming back here. So this is the purpose of God. This is not just some misguided tour on the earth. His idea is his image, his glory manifested on the earth. All right. And I sent Jesus to model it out, to be the first among many brothers, and to be their savior, to be the one who starts and finishes their faith. So with the kingdom, I want to just talk about a little bit, I think it'll be really encouraging and it'll lift your heart. Because you realize that all things were made for him and even by him. Another place in the New Testament, he says that he filled all things with himself. You know, and we've spoken about this before, saying also, in him we live, move, and have our being, as Paul quotes it in Acts. And so his kingdom has truly come, as he said it 2,000 years ago. Yet we are very ignorant of his kingdom that is here. And I believe because of religion making it an off planet, going somewhere only place that is not here, has disconnected us from the kingdom and its reality. And in Colossians, where he says to think on things above and not on the things of the earth, he's not literally saying things on the earth as in the earth itself. Because see, he says in the same chapter, because above where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So there's that connection. We are seated there, not going to be, we are. So above means a higher dimension, a higher reality from the Spirit. As he says even to Nicodemus in John 3, to say be born again. Another translation would be to be born from above. That's why we also hear that our citizenship is in heaven. Now you might think, but Carlo, that surely talks about a physical place. Yes, and we cannot miss the fact that we are in the kingdom. See, because we are seated in the heavenly places, there is a spiritual connection that is the very idea of God to make what is in the spirit come to the earth. Therefore, he gave us the prayer that says, Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is why he gives us the keys of the kingdom later in the Gospels, as he says. And he says that you can bind and you can loose. And bind on earth what is bound in heaven. And loose on in heaven to loose what is on earth. And, you know, back and forth. And it really just simply means to not allow what you wouldn't allow in heaven. And to bind on earth what would be bound in heaven. It is a perspective. It is a different source. That's why we can live from a different type of reality. So what I want to encourage you with all these things I just went on about is to know that the kingdom isn't just a far off place, but also not just a place or a thing you experience in church as ministry and church organization, but the kingdom is amongst you and is in you. So what that means is it doesn't always look like typical ministry. It looks like the trees that are surrounding you right now. God's kingdom is present. If you're sitting in a car, God's kingdom is in your car because you are there and it is amongst all of these things and you. So you have to make yourself aware of this reality to engage in faith in what God has made available. And what this means is it's not just for healing the sick and raising the dead, but it is also for your business. It is also for your relationships. Because God's kingdom, it means his domain, his will and intention, his heart, is available to see it come to pass in those things. Even when he says he heals the sick, he said, when you see the demons go, you know the kingdom has come to you. And that is what is powerful. See, so there's a manifestation of these things. So yes, of course, when the sick is healed, when the dead are raised, when demons are cast out, that is manifestations also of the kingdom. But when you love purely for the sake of God's heart toward people, that is the kingdom as well. It is not less or more than any other thing that looks like ministry. When you show up with God's joy at your workplace, doesn't matter what your boss is like, that is the kingdom of God through your life. And it's powerful because people are watching your life every day. So fall back into the kingdom because it's not something you have to attain or work for. It is here. Take part of God's kingdom. It is by grace that his kingdom is here. We need to believe to partake and to enter into. This is it. So rather than just wanting to go somewhere one day, Christ has invited us to partake with him. Even as he says in John 14, that his idea wasn't just to take us, but to come and live within us, that we could be one with him as he and the Father is one. That is amazing. So take part in that oneness with him. So let us just pray together and let's just become aware of his kingdom that is here now. So thank you, Father. I thank you, God, that you and your kingdom have come. And I thank you, Lord, that even though there's a day set before us, we will see your full manifestation. Today, we trust your kingdom that is now here. And we can grow, we can learn from your kingdom, your intentions, your will, Father, for us, through your word and through your Son that you've showed us. So thank you, Lord, that we can imitate because we have the enablement. We have what you have given us. You've given us patience. You've given us joy. You've given us love. And I thank you, Lord, that we can withdraw from your kingdom bank today. And I thank you, Lord, that we do not have to work through crazy discipline to partake in your kingdom, but we can believe the amazing price that you paid, Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your love to be poured out. Thank you for your kingdom to manifest just amazingly in people's workplaces, in their relationships, oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that they can fall back into a comfort where you grab them and you hold them close. Thank you, Lord, that they can rest with you so that they can have confidence to work hard but be at rest at the same time. Be empowered. Be confident. And thank you, Lord, that their hearts be settled in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for provision, that your kingdom manifest in their bank accounts, even, Father. I thank you that you bless them, Lord, and you show them where they need to go as your kingdom leads them and manifests in their bodies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they will not feel absent nor disconnected from you or your kingdom, God, but they'll know wherever they are to just become aware of your kingdom that is at hand in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless you guys, and I hope this was insightful and blessed you. And thank you guys for listening in, and everyone that sows into our ministry, into our lives, we bless you, and we pray the kingdom manifest wherever you go. Blessings. Until next time.